Pickwick's Draw? I like that story.
I'm glad you do, Babalooey.
You got any more funny stories like that?
I sure have, and it's a hum-dum dilly-dinger coming up, Baba. It's a mystery story about two detective friends of mine.
Say, I sure do like detective stories, Quickstraw.
Well, then, simmer down there. And all you little old buckaroos out there, too, for ding-dong sakes. Don't wiggle so much now and rest your little old heads on a pillar or two and be real quiet now, because here we go with the case of If the Shoe Fits, Wear It, starring that there great detective, Snooper, and his assistant, Blabbermouth.
Oh, boy, I like this story. What's it about?
Wait and see, doggone it.
Okay, Quickstraw.
Well, one day, Snooper and Blabbermouth were vacationing in Upper Credonia, sort of enjoying some rest and some fishing, when suddenly they got a hurried call from the palace.
Here's a sudden hurried call from the palace.
Who's it from, Snoop?
It's from Prince Abba Fowler, and he wants an immediate audience with us.
He wants an audience? I wonder if he sings or dances.
He prances. Let's go.
Well, when Snoop and Blabber arrived at the palace, they got right down to business. Detecutin, you know.
And what seems to be your palatial predicament, Prince? I want you to find the girl whose foot fits this glass slipper. She lost it at the royal dance last night. Find her, and I will give you 1,000,000 credulians. This case sounds strangely familiar, Blab. It brings to me mind the old Cinderella caper. Will you find her for me? Give me that glass brogan, Prince, and her tiny footsie is practically waltzing in it.
What you doing with the phone book, Snoop?
I got a hunch, Blab. Let's see. Fly swatters, Philip Mignons, freeway builders. Ah, here it is. Fairy godmothers. Wanda Wandwaver, 462 which way?
And them two bold and fearless detectives were off, heading for the nearest magic shop and third degree in the lady what owned it.
Yeah, I remember her. She ordered the whole works. White mice, pumpkin, glass slippers, you know, the whole works.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to know I run a respectable place here. I want you to know that.
Yes, ma'am.
I use an honest wand in my work. I want you to know that.
Ma'am, yes.
I don't want any trouble with the police.
Who does? By the way, could you tell us where she lives?
With an ugly sister down at the waterfront.
Thanks. I'll just mark this wand Exhibit A and return it later. Hold on to Exhibit A, Blab.
Right, Snoop.
Oh, by the way, I needn't precaution you about leaving town.
I'm staying right here. I hate to travel. Ask anybody. She hates to travel, they'll tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, once outside, little old Blabber, who was carrying the wand, remember?
I remember, Squeakstraw.
Well, little old Blabber started looking at that wand and getting real curious-like.
Oh, that's bad. Say, Snoop, I wonder how this wand works.
You tap somebody on the noggin and presto.
You mean like this? Yikes! Gosh, Snoop, I changed you into a little white mouse.
And sure enough, he did. There was Snooper no bigger than a pea in a pod, and mighty peeved about it, too.
Well, change me back to myself again and be quick about it. Tap me with the wand.
So Blab tapped him with the wand again and...
Did he snap back to his regular size, Quickstraw?
Yep. Big as life and twice as sassy.
Be careful with that thing, Blab. Now, you wait for me at the dock whilst I calls on the ugly sister.
Okay, Snoop.
I'll give the something-for-nothing sales pitch and case the joint.
Was the ugly sister at home, Quickstraw?
Sure, she was home. She was always home. She was a mighty homely girl, remember? Oh, she was an ugly one for sure. But that didn't stop Snoop.
Yeah?
My company is giving away a free pair of shoes if your foot fits this one.
Look, it fits.
I'm sorry, madam. I'm only giving away 2 shoes. You need 10.
Oh, darn, me and my big feet.
By the way, is there anyone else in the house?
Only my younger sister, whom we keep locked up in the tower, because I'm jealous of her great beauty.
Do you mind if she takes a whack at this glass slipper?
Of course not. Help yourself.
Man, she's so ugly, she'll never grow old. She'll just ug away.
Didn't he go to find the beautiful sister?
Why, he sure did. But when he got up to the tower door...
What was it? A fire-eating dragons?
No, a cat-eating dog. So he lost no time in getting out of there. And the first thing Blab asked was...
How did you make out, Snoop?
They got a terrible, vivacious dog guarding her.
Well, how are you going to give her the slipper?
As the French say, Viola. I got it. Hit me with the wand, Blab.
If you say so, Snoop. I gets it. The wand makes him a shorty again, see?
See? He had a plan.
Now who's going to notice an itty-bitty white mouse?
Now here was his plan. He and Blab tied a long, long string to a great big rock on the dock.
Remember, Blab, when I give you the signal, you push the rock into the river.
And then Snoop headed back to that ugly sister's house, unwinding that long, long string as he went, and he climbed through the keyhole.
Now, to get rid of that vivacious dog, I slips the string through the keyhole, and I slips the little body under the door. Now I pulls the string into the room, around this chair, through the stove, once around the vase, up the stairs, and last but not least, around the tail of this beast.
I guess it, Quickstraw. He tied the string to the dog, see?
Yep. That he did. And then he gave the signal, calling out to Blab, who was still on the dock with the string around that big rock.
Okay, Blab, drop the rock.
Right, Snoop? Then what happened, amigo?
Well, sir, you never did see the like. That dog was snapped clean downstairs, around the banister like a top, around a vase, through that stove faster than a scalded cat, around a chair leg like a flipped window shade, and smack dab plumb through the keyhole. And then, streaking like a sizzling missile for the dock and into the drink.
Oh, that was some trick, amigo. But what about the beautiful sister? Did Snooper find her?
Oh, shucks, sure. Snooper is the world's greatest detective.
Slip your delicate little tootsie into this glass slipper, miss. If it fits, fame and fortune await you.
Oh, it's lovely.
A perfect fit, and the case is closed. Except for a little matter of a million credallions.
Meanwhile, little old Blabber was waiting for his pal down at the dock.
I wonder what's keeping Snoop. Uh-oh. You don't mean the dog got out of the water?
Yep, he sure did. And he was headed right for Blabber, itching for a fight.
Here, doggy, fetch the stick. Fetch the stick. What stick, Quickstraw?
The wand, Baba Boy, the wand. It was the only thing handy, and that dog wanted to bite something.
Go get it, boy.
Well, sir, Blab threw that wand, and the dog took out after it. And where do you think that wand landed?
I give up, Quickstraw. Where did it land? On a bus?
In the middle of the back end of a garbage truck what was passing by, with the dog just galloping along behind, following it.
What about Snoop, amigo? How's he going to get back to his normal size?
A good question, Baba Louie. 'Cause a second later, along he come a-trottin', just a itsy-bitsy white mouse looking for that magical wand.
All right, Blab, hit me with the wand, so's I can be me big handsome self again.
Gosh, Snoop, I lost it.
Lost it? Are you kidding, Blab?
Golly, what happened after that?
What could happen? Snooper was still a little white mouse riding in a itsy-bitsy pumpkin.
Did you find that wand yet, Blab?
Not yet, Snoop.
Well, hurry it up, pal. How much cheese do you think I can eat?
I wonder if he ever got changed back from a little white mouse.
Sure, he did. But that's another story.